Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to once again welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner. And we're in what is nearly the corner room here at the historic old Clay County Courthouse. And it's always a pleasure coming to you live and in living color here on WVFB FM. And this morning, 101.5 is down because we don't have any electricity to the tower out at Midway or and all over. Look like everything across the other side of the Cumberland River right now is just about to go off on the Tri-County electric system. Look like we got about over 3,000 meters out right now everywhere around. So you'll have to be listening on your transistor radio this morning with battery power if you happen to be over on the mile side of the river. But everything's on here in Salina right now, so we're good to go. Looking forward to today's show, which, of course, as usual, is made possible through the auspices of the Clay County Chamber and Three Star Committee and all the great sponsors that help make this possible. And we do have quite a few of them, but we're always looking for more. So if you're interested in sponsoring anything on WVFB, give them a call at the main office in Tompkinsville, and they'll get all that set up for you. And you can even do your own personalized ad if you want to, do your own talking. And, I mean, they'll just work with you and work you up on the finest commercials you've ever had. Better than anything you'd pay a whole lot of money for. But with that, like I said, it's a pleasure being here. I know this morning we've got a list of birthdays and anniversaries we're going to be going through here in a few minutes. And we've also we'll just take a little short break, come back. Miss Alicia Burns here is with me this morning from over at the Clay County Library. She is the newly appointed, hired, or whatever, director over there. And kind of, we give her a little time to get called up, get settled in over there and see what is in front of her. And she's going to be talking to us a little bit. And in the last part of the program, we're going to be Miss Monica Davis is coming up, and we're going to be talking about early voting, which is going to begin here in Clay County tomorrow. And I know we have some important things about that coming up. But we'll be back just in a minute, and we'll get started with today's show.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity once again to welcome you back. We're looking forward to a great show today. I think we do have one public service thing to mention here this morning that's going on right now up at the pavilion up at the park below the dam, the pavilion up there. Campground Road 5101, that is the Wilderness Day Camp. And I think I just saw a little something on Facebook a minute ago where Mr. Bobby Bartlett had a little thing going on up there with some youngsters right now. So still got plenty of time to get up there. Lasts until 2 o'clock this afternoon. So that is our, I guess, our public service announcement for right now. And like I said, a little bit later on in the show, we're going to be talking about early voting, which begins tomorrow. But right now, Miss Alicia Burns is with us.
Good morning.
And, Alicia and I are nearly family.
That's right.
Through our McLaren roots.
That's right, with the extra C.
And I may get her, kind of move her off a little bit sometime rather than kind of do a mention of the grandparents of hers that were in the bluegrass music business up in Indiana for a long time,
yeah.
Playing a lot of different places. Now, I've got to get her, I guess it's Butcher cousin.
He's my uncle.
Your uncle. Got to get him down here one of these days to talk about the McLaren family and their work up in around Atlanta, Indiana, Tipton,
mm-hmm.
all that area up in there.
Yeah.
But right now, good morning.
Good morning.
And just kind of introduce yourself to the folks.
My name's Alicia Burns. I was born and raised in Clay County, Tennessee. I'm 32 years old, and I'm the new director of the Clay County Library.
And you are replacing...
Miss Judith Cutright.
Miss Judith Cutright. And now, the process of you becoming the director, tell us about the process you kind of went through.
Well, we had an interview process. I had to apply like everybody else. I had worked part-time at the library for, I think, about 6 months. And then Miss Judith left to go to Overton County. And I applied, and there was me and another applicant, and I done the interview process, and they chose me.
So you have a pretty good gift of gab, maybe.
They tell me I say too much sometimes.
Well, I've been told that myself. Okay, now, the library itself, I know some of the things you may have inherited there, I guess I don't know, just kind of throw this out right off the top of my head, and that is a building project that was going on.
Oh, yes, to expand the library. We still have the funds we want to expand the library out through the back parking lot. We are taking donations. When people put money in the donation jar, that's what it goes towards.
And yeah, I think you've had some programs and things that you try to earn a little bit of money on that.
Yeah, right now all our donations are going to the Children's Summer Reading Program and to further their reading so we can get people in to help with different things, you know, to get them activities.
Okay, now the library itself, you know, libraries for forever were depository place for books.
Yes.
And that's not true anymore, is it?
No,
sir. Tell us a little bit about the facilities over there.
I wish it was just about books sometimes. We have 11 computers for the public that are welcome to anybody. They can come in. They have printing capabilities. We also we help with cell phones. We have many people who come in just to set their cell phones up. We help do genealogy. We also help with resumes, applications to jobs, unemployment. We have a lot of people who come in and help need help with their unemployment. We do that as well.
Okay, so you're kind of a one-shot stop.
No, that's what we're here for.
Lots of different things. So, I mean, you are really a public service depot.
We try to be, yes.
And how many, in a normal day, tell me about a normal day.
Normally people are waiting outside the door when we show up. This morning, that's what we had, people waiting outside for help. About 100 a day, depending on what day it is. And they just, children come in every day to use the computers. We give them access to that as long as their parents say it's okay. And people in and out, whether it's books, we have over 10,000 movies that people can check in and out. And also just the day-to-day filling out paperwork and helping with all the technical difficulties people need.
Okay, and the book, on the book side of it, I'm sure you just right offhand, you know exactly how many copies you've got in there and all this.
Well, I'm weeding right now, but there's a lot. I think the last time I looked, there were over 5,000 books in the library.
Okay, now, and the books there, I know they're just about any kind of subject you want to think of is there. And I'm sure you can right now. You just walk back to someone and pull it out, hand it to them.
Well, I'm rearranging as well, so they need me to walk back and just hand them the books where they are.
Okay, now I know that. Are we still using the Dewey Decimal System, too?
Kind of. The books are labeled that way, but now we use the card catalog computer, so they can search it that way, and it'll tell them exactly where it is.
Exactly which row it's in. And
yes.
I had to mention the Dewey Decimal System. Because we had to learn that in high school back in the old days.
I learned it in high school, too.
Yeah, well, we'd go find the books in the library. And the, I guess the age of the books there.
We go from newborn all the way up as old as you want to be. So we have board books for the babies, and it's sectioned out by young adult, teenager, early childhood, adult fiction. We have them all.
Okay, now, and I kind of like that, local authors.
Yes, we do. We had a book signing, I think it was in April. It was our Easter event. We had a book signing. They came and done the book Mitch, but we do have all local authors.
Who did your book signing? Who did the book signing?
The author of the book Mitch. What's her name? Lord, she'll kill me. The author of the book, Mitch. I can't think of it. I shouldn't have took note of it,
I do that to people sometimes.
Kate's got me in a ramble, yes.
And what about current bestsellers? Do you keep a rack of current bestsellers separated from all the others?
We do. When you walk in the library, I have started a new section. We do an author of the month, so just an author to kind of revive them. And with that, we have all of our new books that we get in. So we try to order once a week anything that's on that list.
Okay, and the money to pay for those books.
Yes, they come from grants. We have quite a few grants that we go through, state funding, and then we have the Falling Water River Library in Cookeville that is over us that gives us money, as well as our county funds that we get.
So, that runs into quite a bit of money because books aren't cheap.
No, sir. I wish that they were a little cheaper. But, it's quite a bit of money when you have to. I didn't know exactly how much it was until I had to go buy them myself. So.
Yeah, I know that at one time, like most of everyone, before the book reader came along, we purchased all of our James Patterson novels.
Yes.
That type of thing. And now, we download. We don't sometimes. I guess we get the bargain and not hardly much as the printed copy.
Yeah, and we have the online app as well for audiobooks and stuff for people who don't feel comfortable coming in the library and can't make it in as well.
Okay, and let's take a little short break.
Okay.
Back here a minute. Well, a couple of questions I want to talk to you about. Okay. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Come back, everyone. Miss Alicia.
Hello.
I'm a person that walks in there and says, I need to find out who my great-great-grandfather was. And I know what his last name was.
Yeah.
But that's about all I know. What can you help me with?
Well, we're not as profound in the genealogy, but we'll take you over there and at least get you started with the right book. And then we have an outsource that we call, and they'll come in and help us with that as well.
Okay. Now, I do know that you have some original documentation papers.
Yes.
In the library that are... people can come in and they can come in and check out a little drawer or something and go through some things.
Yeah, they can come in and they can look all they want. We'll make all the copies that they want. Those just don't leave the library just because they are original.
And they are, some of them are quite valuable. And does the library own them, or some of them on loan by people?
We have some that are on loan that we keep in there, and then the library owns some of them as well.
Okay, so now... we talked a minute ago about the employment services.
Yes.
And I know I don't know how close you work with the chamber up there. I know, you know, they've got the one up there.
It's theirs. That's what we do. They can come into the library and we make sure their applications get up there to the
chamber. Okay, so that you're a station for them.
We are.
Okay. Now we got that little bit cleared up.
That's right. We just make sure that they, if they need help filling out the applications or anything, that's what we're there for.
Okay. Online things like driver's license.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're happy to help with that. We don't care a bit. We set them down at the computer, and we'll help them step by step if that's what they need.
And some things can be renewed online, and some of them, of course, can't. And I noticed something the other day when I bought some license plates. I guess I missed it on the news that the state's not charging anything for the license plate. Now, all we're paying is our local fees.
Yes, yeah.
So that, I just thought I'd throw that out there, because I looked at my bill and I thought, golly, I paid more than that about 2 months ago for
that's
one.
Right.
And I told them then I thought it was a bargain. But, okay, now, the hours at the library?
We are open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday from 8:30 to 4:30. Wednesday, we were open 3 to 8 p.m., and on Saturday, 9 to 1, closed on Sunday.
And how about the special event? You got any special events coming
we
up?
We do. Friday night, we're having a movie outside, out back. The back parking lot will be blocked off, and we are going to be doing the movie Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on a big projector screen. We're going to start about 8 o'clock with concessions.
And, you know, that's getting to be kind of a thing going on. I know we've got the thing up at the park with the inflatable screen. And
yeah, it's a free event, you know, something else for the kids and the families to do in the city limits. That's my goal with the library. So.
Okay, now, we just got the word that electricity is back on, so folks, tell your neighbors that 101.5 is back on and they can now turn on their electric-paired listening instruments. And if I keep, my voice keeps fading in and out, my microphone is wandering around on me here. But that's great news. We now have electricity back on, and folks can get on, get ready in time to watch their favorite TV shows this morning when they get through listening to us on the radio. Okay, now, we talked about, what about the, are you affiliated in any way with Dolly's program and the reading books?
Well, I'm actually the secretary for the county Dolly's section, but we do, like at the fair, we set up a tent with them so that we could promote and make sure if there's anybody who comes in the library who hasn't got signed up for the Dolly program, we make sure to go through them and get it to Miss Donita and Miss Claudia so the children can get their free books.
Okay, right now I'm going to read off today's birthday list. And we'll just keep talking until my last guest gets here.
I can talk all day.
But celebrating birthdays this past period, we have quite a few here. Mr. Mike Denton celebrating a birthday. And then also Candace Birdwell and Landon Birdwell both celebrating birthdays. And how about Miss Joanne Smith Terry celebrating a birthday. Miss Emily Moss. And this one, the lady actually lives up in Indiana, but I'm throwing her. One of my students many, many years ago that decided sometime along about her freshman year, it'd be a good idea to get me the first period of the day because I didn't make her get there just exactly at 8 o'clock every morning. That would be Miss Katie Thompson, who's now Miss Katie Thompson Staley. But one of my favorite young ladies in high school, Mr. Billy Bly, celebrating a birthday. Mr. Harry T. Matthews celebrate the birthday, and also Paige Smith Strong celebrate the birthday. And then I've got this one here. This is my great nephew who celebrate his half birthday.
I've seen that on Facebook.
Miss Dutton Forrest Key,
mm-hmm.
An outstanding young man already.
He's already a good looking one too.
Some of these aren't in the drawing. Some of them are. Some of them, folks will come by and tell me to stick their name on there. And I usually run into one every morning before I get in here. But that's our list of people that are celebrating birthdays. And we want to wish all of those folks a happy birthday. And we'll be drawing from our calling list here in a minute. And we will be giving away one of those birthday prizes over at the chamber where you go by and pick up the envelope. And in that, you'll find a neat little prize, and it's compliments of WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're still with the head librarian here, and I am going to get back to her just in. Come on in and sit down, Miss Monica. I'm going to drift off for a second here. I know in the last little bit we have talked, you know, quite a bit. We had our show here with about Miss with Miss Lola Jean Dillon and some of the songs she had written, and also, of course, Mr. Bud Garrett, our blues-making marble maker. But one of these days I'm working on a program to get together, and that is the family of Johnny and Pearlie McLaren, who are her grandparents.
My great-grandparents.
Great-grandparents. And I know, you know, just a few seconds on that, because I know you got to get back to work here in a minute. About the family and the bluegrass musicians.
Yeah.
And sometimes very progressive bluegrass musicians. So tell us just a little bit about them, because I'm going to try to get Uncle Butch on here one of these days to do us a big full review on them.
I'd have to have a book on them. I don't know all the crazy details like he would, but John and Pearlie McLaren, they used to work at the Slinging Bridge. That's what they done when they moved down here. They have 10 children, and every one of them played musical instruments. And so they would go do shows in Indiana and record, and they're in some history books.
And I believe they actually lived in Indiana. They were some of the folks
that moved up there
and lived for a number of years.
Yes.
And I'm not sure which factory. They probably worked in Firestone or RCA, one of the other. That's where a whole lot of our folks wound up working up
mm-hmm.
there. And I know that as a high school student back in the late 50s and early 60s, they would come down at least once every year and do a little public program show for us in the auditorium.
They love to be on stage.
So that's, you know, that's another music family. And also, there's a book out of called Music of the Cumberland, which is about Tennessee and Kentucky, and I think they're mentioned in that.
They are,
and
yes.
Folks from Clay County and then also from Monroe County. And if you get a chance to find you a copy of that, pick that up and turn over it and read about all of the music history here in Clay County. And it's intertwined with a lot of famous musicians. And I do know that the some of her uncles worked on recording sessions and just lots of things with that. Now, that's something we're looking forward to do just a little bit later on. Well, Candace, you got anything, any parting thoughts you want to leave everyone with this morning?
Don't forget about the movie tomorrow night, 8 p.m., and the Back to School Bash will be posted next week when we're going to do that, too.
Summer reading program?
Yeah, read. Come in and get you a paper, fill out. Every time you read 20 minutes a day, you can get a free pizza from the Del Hollow Pizza. They donated 100 pizzas for us this summer.
And you still got plenty of them left.
Oh, plenty of them.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for being with us this morning. We'll be hollering at you again before long. And anytime you've got any event coming up, feel free to come over and knock on the door.
I sure will.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back just in a few minutes. And Miss Monica Davis just came in, and we'll talk to her here in a minute. We've got something that was on my mind all week, and I finally thought of it. We've got something fairly important starting tomorrow. And I'll take a little short break while she gets settled in. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. As I said, Miss Monica Davis came in just a few minutes ago, and I'd had something for everyone. You know, there's something important starting this week, and I kept thinking and thinking and thinking. It hit me last night. Hey, early voting starts Friday. And thank goodness I got down early this morning and caught Miss Monica when she was coming in the office, and she graciously said, yes, yes. So we do need some things we need to get word out about. And I guess just beginning with early voting itself, we have, just tell us about early voting.
Well, early voting gives, about 15 days.
That's mandated by the state legislature.
Right. It gives people the chance, if they don't think they can get out on election day to vote, it gives them a chance to get over here and into Salina and to be able to cast their votes early.
And we've had a change this year.
Yes, the polling place will be at the Salina Fire Hall on 211 Green Street. And it's going to give us a lot more room. We were doing the early voting more or less in a storage room. And this should give us a lot more room and make it more comfortable for everybody.
Okay, and, you know, there's always been that little nagging thing in the back of everybody's mind about holding the polling place, early voting and things like that, when folks coming in to early vote had to walk by folks that run for re-election. I think that was just, you know...
It's going to eliminate that.
Yeah, it'll eliminate that, because, you know, that's always been something that's, you know, a lot of folks try to find things to nitpick about.
Oh, yeah.
But,
that's okay.
Well, you know, that, and sometimes they do have a valid argument, mm-hmm. and but we got it down there at the fire hall, and, of course, that had made some changes, too, up here in town, didn't it, maybe with election signs?
Yes.
Well, what is the rule on how close can be to the polling place with your...
There's a 100-foot boundary from the entrance of where you go to vote. So Larry Smith and I went and marked the boundaries off last week, and the signs popped up like mushrooms.
Well, you didn't have to move any before then.
Right.
it seems like... This may be a very interesting election this year. I know we've got semi trucks and everything in the world going up and down the road with names on them, and this may be a lot of fun. Okay, now let's talk about all of the polling places here in the county. You want to go through that list? And
we have Denton's Crossroads is out at the Pine Hill Crossroads. We've done some upgrades, just doing some painting and some cleaning, trying to make those a little bit better for everyone, too. We have Hermitage Springs, Butler's Landing.
Okay, now where's the location at Hermitage Springs?
Hermitage Springs is at the Hermitage Springs School. There's
okay.
a metal building there on the. At the
right,
building.
Yeah, one of those mobile classrooms.
Right, and that's where the voting is there at Hermitage Springs.
Okay, and next?
Butler's Landing.
And that?
By the church at Butler's Landing on Gainesboro Highway. And Pea Ridge is out on Rock. Oh, I can't remember the exact address. Everything's in the newspaper, though.
Right, yeah. Out on Rock Springs Road somewhere.
Rock Springs Road, that's it. And
that used to be the fire hall out there. I think they voted there at one time.
Really? It was probably before my time, I guess. Yeah. And then, let me see, Beach Bethany is down at the fairgrounds in the women's building.
That's my spot, isn't it?
Okay. And Salina, it'll be in the Senior Citizen Center on Election Day.
Okay, now.
To leave someone out.
So it's back down there, Election Day.
Yes.
It's only up here for?
Early voting.
For early voting.
Yes, we're expecting a high turnout for early voting.
Okay. Now, that's something I think that we really need to get out. Now, this is not a permanent move.
No.
To the fire station.
No.
Okay, of course, I can remember, and if you drive around the county, you drive out by Moss, you see a little block building out there beside of where Moss Elementary School used to be. I don't know how many polling places at one time that... we had here in this county, but I know we had them just, well, basically, I guess they were actually set up to begin with nearly in walking distance of most of the citizens of the county. I think it's kind of like when this courthouse was built, they built it so everybody would have a one-day horse ride to get
right.
in here to pay their taxes. But, you know, that I can remember, Election Day was a fun day.
Yeah.
And I don't know where there was any rules in about where you could set up, and I think you... We had youngsters like me getting paid a little bit of money to hand out cards as people walked in the door.
Right, yes. We were talking about that yesterday. And, I think we used to get paid like $20 or $25 to hand out cards for candidates.
An all-day job.
Yeah.
And I think I have found a couple of old election cards back through some of my searching through some junk, all the way back into maybe the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Mr. Joe Peek, who used to have a printing office here in Salina, he had a bonanza every year during election. He got to print all those little cards up for everyone. And, of course, even back then, some of the folks got real fancy and had pictures on them and all that. But most of them just either yellow, green, or blue, or red little cards with, please vote for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, now, I know... voter fraud. I mean, we've had that in one ear and out the other one, if it didn't slow down somewhere there in the middle. And I know, of course, one of the things they've harped on is the mail-in thing. We have a pretty strict process here in Clay County, don't we?
Right. If somebody wants to do mail-in voting or request an application, they'll fill out an application for absentee voting, and we will put that in our system when we send someone an application out. We keep record of when we receive the application back. Then when we send them a ballot, we also keep a record of that with the ballot number. When they return that ballot back to us, we put it in on our voter central software, and it will automatically mark that they have voted. So if someone tried to come in during early voting or during on election day and tried to vote with that name, it'll automatically show up on the software that this person has voted. And we won't deny anybody a chance to vote, but if it shows that they've already voted, they'll probably have to vote on a provisional ballot.
Okay, you know, that's something too, you know, we realize that, you know, voting is a privilege that we have here in this country, and we do know that it can be abused and has been abused, but I think sometimes when things go to computerized electronic things, I don't know what the difference is of apparently, you know, that they don't trust the politicians and that they don't trust their representatives, that they don't trust the election board,
right.
And they don't trust the computers. But, you know, but most people do. I mean, you know, most people realize that we are a democratic nation and their vote counts and their one vote counts, not
right.
not many varied ones. And the voter registration, is it still open for the regular election?
No. That day was the close-off date was July the 5th.
July the 5th. Now, that includes early and and election day voting.
If they still need to change their address or something like that, they can do that. But new registrations have been cut off.
Okay. Now, new voter registration in the county. I know we've got a lot of folks that have moved in here. Have you picked up quite a few new voters in the past election cycle?
Just this past month when the election commission met, they had 77 new registrations to inspect and to go over and make sure everything was filled out correctly. And we have really, this year, we've had anywhere from 30 to 40 a month new registrations.
Okay, now on that, I know that those folks move in here from various cities, places. What happens when they register here to their local voting process?
If it's within the state of Tennessee, the software automatically lets another county know that Social Security number has been registered in a new county. We have cases, and there's also a system that if someone moves, like say, to maybe Florida, that it will. There are most of the states share their information with Tennessee. Not every state in the United States does, but if somebody comes in and they register and say they came here from Indiana, and they put on their registration that their last known registered address, then we can look that up and we send a notification to that county in another state. We'll mail a letter to them and let them know that this person has voted in Clay County, Tennessee.
Okay, along that line also, property owners in Clay County, they can maintain their voting rights here even though they have a permanent address somewhere else if they don't vote both places or anything
like
that?
They cannot register in two places.
That's what I know.
Yeah.
But they can still register as if they have an address in Clay County.
Yes. The state tells us that someone may have this address that they plan on retiring in another year or two or something and say, this is going to be my home. And if they want to register here in Clay County, they register, but their name is taken off wherever they live at now.
You know, sometimes you know that question about, you know, like city elections. A lot of folks that move here from Kokomo, Indiana, they still have a vested interest in what goes on in that town, and they'd like to be able to go and vote for a city alderman back up there.
And they can do that if they own property in the city, but they have to do it through absentee ballot.
Right. I thought that was a possibility.
Yeah.
And the same thing could happen here.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't lose your city privileges because you're in another state.
Right.
That. Give me that again. Okay, now I come in and I want to register. What I need to bring with me?
You can bring identification, a utility bill that shows where you live. And it's not really necessary, but a lot of people do bring those. The reason it's not necessary is because once we put that Social Security number in the system, it pops up. After we send that report in every night, it pops up the next day to let us know, hey, this person is registered somewhere else. And the Department of Safety, a lot of times, like if they go and get their driver's license, they're showing their ID there, and the Department of Safety sends it on to us.
Okay, so actually on site, they don't have to bring in a picture ID.
No, but when they vote, they do.
Yeah, right. So they've got to bring it in. It's got to match up there. So there's the catch-all.
Yeah.
They're in that. And I think, you know, one of the advantages of having the Blue Star license is that's kind of a pass for a lot of things, isn't it,
mm-hmm.
if you have one of those. Okay, Monica, let's take a little short break, come back.
All right.
I know we've got a few more things to talk about. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome. welcome back, everyone. We'd like to once again say howdy, Monica. And the looking at, you know, some of the divisions in Clay County, I know we're in our local elections, you know, our local officials, of course, and then we have five districts in the county, and I think each one of those districts now are located on any of the elected boards. I think maybe two members from each one of those districts, and I think we've even got some vacancies this year where no one is running for public office in a couple of places, don't we?
Yes. District 2, County Commission, we have one person running in that seat. This will come up again on the November ballot.
Yeah.
So people can pick up petitions if they're interested in running for that seat in November, since there's only the one person. The District 2 School Board, we have one person on the ballot. We do have one person that also filed in a write-in candidacy.
So, but as far as on-site write-in, is that a valid choice?
It's...
if, you know, there's a place down there
you
for...
You come in and...
You get a paper ballot and you...
Yeah. You can do the write-in on the machines.
Yeah.
Say you come in and say, I want Mickey Mouse, you know, for this position. It's not going to count if that person has
not
filed.
Officially noted. That's the part I was
right.
Getting to. If you want to be a write-in, you have got to you've got to notify the election commission to become an official write-in.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have the petition, all that kind of thing with all the signatures and things like that.
Yeah, right. But you're still responsible for your financial reports.
And I guess we're going to have some good financial reports this year. that's going to be fun. okay, now the pay for those things, you know, there's not a whole lot of money, so I guess the prestige that goes with it and that type thing. Okay, now, and your job is, I guess it's been decided through the Supreme Court of the State of Tennessee, is dependent upon the ruling party within the county where you reside.
Right.
And that is an appointed job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a slap on the back and say, hey, look, it's been running very well.
Thank you.
I think that's due to the hard work that you put into it. And our elections so far seem to have run fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, being my age, I remember the days of, as soon as the election was over, everybody came here where we're at now, gathered around the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And the ballot boxes would come in, and sometimes I think folks would purposely hold back some ballot boxes before they got in to keep the suspense up and that kind of thing. But every so often they'd bring one in and they'd count those up and say, Battlefoot Bailey just won the Butler's Landing precinct by two votes. But like I said, once again, but now everything is electronic. And, you know, can you think of anything since the time you've been there that would improve your position and improve the ability of people in Clay County to cast their vote?
Well, they are speaking of, and the legislature has passed ruling that we are going to go to more improved voting machines by 2024. And it's going to be able to help the voter actually see what they have done before they cast their vote. So they'll get to see in a little window who they have cast their votes for.
So we're going to have a look.
Oh, I had pushed the wrong button there.
I have a little bio there telling you exactly who you're voting for.
Right.
And I know our ballot this year is a very lengthy ballot.
Right.
And a whole lot of those are, if you think Judge John has done a good job and we ought to keep him, vote yes. If you think we ought to kick him out, vote no. Okay, now if he gets no'd out, then what happens?
The state Supreme Court
will appoint another one.
And the governor.
And he's got to go through the same thing again.
Right.
So those that really aren't elected in offices, they're elected out offices.
Right.
I guess would be the way you would put that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have quite a few of them, and we have, I think maybe every district has, does every district have someone running in it?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I know sometimes with the staggered things that they don't all fall at the same time.
Yeah, all the county commissioners are running. District 4 school board does not have anyone, and it's not their year.
Right, so they're in that staggered year where there's no one out of that district running.
District 1 school board, this is not their staggered year, but Mark Ashlock was appointed
to the next election period.
Right.
Yeah, I know at one time that used to be they would finish out their term, but I think I don't know how long ago that changed.
Yeah.
But now it's still the next election period.
Right.
Well, Monica? Oh, no, but we still got a few minutes. just off the top of your head, tell us something we need to know right now.
We can't stress enough to make sure that you bring that photo ID with you. And we're trying to do everything we can to make some improvements. Wanda Daniels did a great job before us. We're just, you know, the improvements that we're doing is mainly doing a little cleaning, painting. But I think with the early voting, it's going to allow a lot more room for people to be comfortable and not have to worry about being in the county government complex and interrupting situations there. And if there's anything people can do to make any other suggestions, you know, we'll take heed to it.
A thought just hit my mind there when they come back out voting, they didn't have to walk around the building and not walk by the elected official's office and try to sneak by them looking guilty.
Yeah. And the restrooms were right there where the line was at. You know, it's hard to avoid the line of people waiting to vote, you know.
But, okay. How much does it cost the county to, will it cost the county to run this general election? Do you have an idea?
Probably around $15,000. It may be a little more.
And that's to hire the, and what about the poll workers? Do you need folks to come in?
We are still trying to fill some spots for early voting, and we have some people as backup that we can use, you know, just in case. But it would be great if the voters out there would volunteer. We have Mondays through Thursdays that we could use some extra people in early voting. Fridays and Saturdays, we have plenty of people working. And it just has to do a lot with people have jobs. You know,
and election day, you need some help at the polling sites, or you got them pretty well?
We can use one at Hermitage Springs, but I think everywhere else we're full.
Got everything covered? That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And these are folks that they've been doing a lot of them for a number of years, and they've got the process down. They'll get you in and out pretty quick. And, okay, now, when we get our new voting machines, it's going to be a little training to be done.
Oh, yes.
Lots of training to be. And who has to pay for those voting machines?
Well, there's a grant that's available, and we just got word on that it was a couple of weeks ago. So we're hoping that grant will cover basically most of it, and then our county taxes.
All right. Okay, I guess it's time we announce our winner today of our birthday cake, and it looks like that Mr. Mike Denton has won the birthday prize today. And congratulations. Go over by the chamber office or send someone with a proper ID that can pick up your gift for you. And with that, we'll say that it's been a pleasure being here. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we're able to meet with you again. And it would be the same time, same day, same channel, rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. We do now have the programs back up and online at Dale Hall Horizon website that you can tune in and listen to. And with that, I guess we'll say good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.